With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Jury deliberations in former President Trump's New York criminal trial are underway. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a report.
Before the seven men and five women of the jury began to discuss the case, the judge instructed the panel on the law that governs the case and what they can consider as they work toward a verdict. He told them that even though the defense presented evidence, the burden of proof remains on the prosecutor and that Trump is not required to prove that he is not guilty. In a social media post, Trump called it a kangaroo court and falsely claimed that the judge barred him from defending himself. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans are getting ready to fast-track the extension of the Trump tax cuts through the reconciliation process. That's if they win big in November. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Nearly 7 years after the GOP used budget reconciliation to pass the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the party is gearing up to use the same maneuver to renew key provisions set to expire in 2026. Republican tax writers have already broken into working groups on specific tax topics in advance of the 2025 tax cut expirations, priming the House Ways and Means Committee to get straight to work if the GOP sweeps Congress and the White House. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise addressed his conference last week about reconciliation, bringing members up to speed on the process that could carry one of their top policy priorities to the finish line. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A federal appeals court has declined to halt the upcoming execution of an Alabama man convicted of killing an elderly couple during a robbery. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied two separate requests for an execution stay for 50-year-old Jamie Ray Mills. His execution is set for Thursday evening. The Dow is down 329 points, the Nasdaq losing 52 points. This is SRN News. A look at abortion law in the U.S. 2 years after the end of Roe.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another seven place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy, and in eight states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ISIS has issued a renewed call for attacks on Christians. Abu al-Ansari, a spokesman for the terrorist Islamic group, is urging Muslims all around the world to kill them where you find them. International Christian Concern says the proclamation has emboldened ISIS and fellow radical groups to intensify their violence against believers, and that's especially true in Africa. This is SRN News. Wayne State University in Detroit has suspended in-person classes and encouraged staff to work remotely after a pro-Palestinian encampment sprang up last week.
University spokesman Matt Lockwood says organizers have been asked several times to remove the encampment, but they refused. The university also says students have refused to meet with President Kimberly Andrews Espy and two more officials. There were two dozen tents on green space near Wayne State's undergraduate library on Tuesday. In California on Tuesday, about 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked the entrances to the University of California Santa Cruz campus. I'm Donna Water.
Yale University has named its 24th president. Maury McGinnis will take over on July 1st and succeed Peter Salovey, who is retiring to take a faculty position after leading the New Haven, Connecticut school for the past decade. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.